Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Launching into the second hour of the program, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to one of those coming up here. We've been discussing the coronavirus, or a coronavirus. Because there are apparently other coronavirus.
Yeah, there could be a variety of ways of packaging them. Six-pack, 12-pack, case.
Or wow. The common cold, or pneumonia.
I wonder if there's a light version, because maybe we can infect ourselves with corona light and then not get corona. That's kind of the idea of a vaccine.
Isn't corona bad enough on its own? Do you really want
to
know?
I don't know. I only drink Modelo.
So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line. He has been to China on countless occasions. Your wife is originally from there. And so you want to weigh in with your thoughts? Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, sure. I've been there probably 30 times, I guess. And Wuhan is her hometown. So
we're very familiar
with Wuhan. I got to say that nobody is right and wrong. You're right on the face thing in China.
Nobody can be right and wrong.
but nuking the city bit, that's more than just jumping a shark, man. That's jumping a whale. There's just no way in hell that's going to ever happen. I mean, you can't even comprehend such a thing. Never going to happen.
There are times when it should rationally happen. For example, if you accidentally release a virus that you know is going to wipe out the entire human race, the rational decision is to nuke the city. But then the next rational thing to do is to fall on your sword, because you did something. I guarantee if that happens, the government did it, and they did something so horrendously stupid that honorable seppuku would be a good idea. And if they're not Japanese, they should become Japanese and commit it.
Okay, well, we're over-exaggerating this disease now.
I'm not saying this is that disease, but it could be that disease.
I'm not trying to over-exaggerate anything. My purpose in talking, just, you know, since we didn't talk about it yet this hour, this is a new hour of the show, people are always tuning in. I'm not talking about this to, you know, fear-monger or to get people freaked out about this. I think it's important to look at the fact that the governments have an incentive to overemphasize this, to make people afraid, and the media follows suit on that. But Gene,
so they're always basically the media is always lying, and there's a 50-50 chance they're exaggerating versus minimizing the situation. Yeah. So yes,
well, fear,
it can absolutely be nothing.
But fear is a big control tool, and it's definitely always in use. And definitely this thing seems to be related to SARS. It appears to come from the same family. Now, that lab that is in Wuhan was apparently a SARS-type lab, and they were doing research. It sounds to me like an experiment got out of that lab. I mean,
it's blaming it on the fish market.
It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Sorry. What now?
I'm sorry. It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's one of, there's two of them, actually, Gene.
And it doesn't even have to be a biological warfare lab for this kind of thing to happen. You could accidentally create a super bug in studying how to cure a disease, and what happens if we dose it with this particular chemical? Oh God, nothing we like.
Okay, well, whatever the disease is, we are in contact with a lot of people in Wuhan.
Yeah, what are you hearing?
A lot of people there. The streets are empty because of everything being shut down, and for a city of 11 million people, if you've ever been to such a city, to see the streets empty is just, I mean,
surreal.
That's
New York City had 11 million people. I was there, so imagine that, Manhattan empty.
Totally crazy, but
Are people leaving the city and going out to relatives in the countryside, or are they just staying indoors?
Isn't the city quarantined?
Yeah,
it's quarantined.
All city movement has been stopped. There are no trains, there are no airplanes, there are no cars allowed in and out of the city. It's completely sealed off.
Okay.
So, no, everybody is basically sheltering in place. But of all the people that we're in contact with, all the people we know, nobody's caught the disease, nobody's sick, nobody's dying. Are there people dying? Yes. It's a city of 11 million people. Are they lying about the numbers? I think no doubt they're lying about the numbers. But even if there are 10,000 people dead from this, it's 11 million people. Put it in perspective. It is a bad disease.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I do put it in perspective, but at the same time, a disease that can kill 10,000 in a city of 11 million with what is surely a relatively effective medical corps going up against it, because I'm pretty sure that the Chinese army is excellent and manages to avoid the communist thing of not being able to do anything right.
What makes you think they're going to get things right? The military?
The military tends to be the most competent part of any government.
That ain't saying much.
No, it's not saying much. But the thing is, if military people are incompetent, they die, and they're not there anymore. So the more frequently they are engaged, the more true that becomes. So there's an evolutionary force at work in the military that favors actual competence that doesn't exist amongst politicians, where incompetence can easily be passed off
on
somebody else.
That's not what I've heard from people who've been in the military.
Well, I'm talking in relative terms here.
Yeah.
On the one hand, I mean, you have to admit, they can carry out some amazing feats. They'll spend horrendous amounts of money doing it, but, you know, moving into a city and pacifying it when they don't want you there it's a bad thing to do, but it's a very impressive technical feat, especially if people are willing to pull out all the stops to stop you, and they can't.
Yeah. I have a question for Gene while we have him on the line. There were some rumors that I heard, and in fact, one of the articles I read in sort of mentions it, that there were some false rumors about the outbreak being a U.S. biological weapon strike on the people that supposedly they had extinguish. Did you hear any of that?
Yeah. This is a funny thing about Chinese social media, is they do tend to blame the West for everything. So there definitely is on Chinese social media the rumor going around that this is a CIA operative thing. Now,
I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, I wouldn't.
I don't think that's what's going on.
The thing is only, I don't know exactly what the death rate is. The fatality rate of this disease is not 100%. We can guess it's maybe around 25%, which is a pretty high rate of fatality. Don't get me wrong. That is a high rate of fatality. But that still means that 75% of the people are living through this. It's not going to kill everybody that gets it. We were reading, my wife was telling me a story about one of the doctors that had the disease and got well. And we went through, you know, they said what he did to get well. And all of it made sense to my wife, who's a doctor. You know,
yeah.
So
the danger would be that their system would break down and that it would cease to be able to provide adequate medical care to all of the people who needed it, in which case you might see a death toll that started low get much higher.
The question is,
how much treatment do they need? Can this treatment be supplied quickly? Do they have to find it in the bark of some rare freaking tree?
Now you're truly onto something here, and this is the reason that they're going to be blaming the mayor of Wuhan for this whole thing, even though the reason that he didn't act is because if he would have brought it up to the Communist Party that there was a big thing going on, he would have gotten in trouble because, it, you know, they don't want to hear bad news, basically. Mm. If you bring up bad news, they're going to chop your head off. Well, now, if he didn't bring it up and now it breaks out, he's still in trouble. So he gets it either way.
Wow. Well,
either
way, I'm a willing cog in a bad system is hardly a good excuse from my point of view.
Coming up, if you want to say, Gene, you can for Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Right here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking with Gene, the Christian anarchist, who's been to China, and his wife is actually from Wuhan originally. He's been there dozens of times. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And the captain.
And are people freaking out unnecessarily about this outbreak? He says, yeah, and I probably think he's right about that, given the media's propensity to encourage people to freak out unnecessarily. They want you to be scared. They want you to watch as much of their media product as they can possibly give to you.
Well, and they want you to feel dependent on the existing government.
That yeah, too.
See, I give it 50-50. Either they're making it out to be much worse than it is, or they're making it out to be much better than it is. They don't have a tell-the-truth position. They only have exaggerate and minimize.
Liberty.menu, by the way, is a great tool for people who reject the initiation of force. If that describes you, if you're an individual who embraces the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you want to get over to Liberty.menu because it's basically a business directory for liberty-minded folks. And also, there's entries for events and digital content creators. So whatever it is that you do, if you want other liberty-minded folks to know about it, this is a great way to do it. Plus, ratings and reviews are also available for the listings there. And there's even a bit of a social network aspect you can connect and share with others within the Liberty community. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get a Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. We can't give you a discount because it's free to use liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. As we go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, I presume you've got some more that you can say. You were telling us that Wuhan is basically quarantined right now. There's no way in or out of the city. The people who are living there are being told to stay in their homes. And from what you and your wife have been hearing, you don't know anybody who's been infected, but people are is it a government order that they can't even go out on the streets? What if you don't have enough food? I mean, what do you do then?
Well, they are shipping food in, so there's there is some food that's available, so those
government rations.
Yeah, I think everybody's all right with that regard. But
government
before,
cheese, man, I love government cheese.
This is China.
Hey, I used to get government cheese
ago,
in
they
the
were
60s.
Starving
it wasn't
to death,
too bad. So.
Oh, I got it in.
They're not
going to
complain.
I probably got government cheese in like the late 70s, you know, and it was delicious, man.
Yeah. So anyway, nobody hit it on the head there before the break about social instability, and this is the thing that is the only glue that's holding the CCP in power in China is the fact that everybody's doing well economically and yada, yada, yada. You know, the life is good in China right now, at least a lot better than it was 50 years ago. So people, that's the only thing that's allowing them to stay in power.
Do the Chinese people have revolt left in them? Do they have what the Hong Kongers have?
There is a lot of grumbling going on right now in China regarding the government screwing up this whole thing with this disease. The people are getting rather angry. But it's for them to take that big step, it's going to take a lot. But if
kidding. What does a Chinese person, individual, do about this massive behemoth of a government? I mean, they can stand in front of a tank and get run over. They would have to have a large number of people in an uprising in order to have a chance against Chinese military.
Well, what I would do is I would get hand-to-hand weapons because they can't get guns yet. And basically, I would make it my mission to waylay soldiers wherever I could, specifically to take their weapons and stockpile them.
I don't think it would take a physical fight because I think it would be more like along the lines of this the Soviet Union, because if the CCP loses face sufficiently and is not able to provide for basic needs, the people would probably rise up, and there are so many people. I mean, to imagine the number of people in China, even the largest, even their huge military, is a pipsqueak compared to the number of people in China.
And that's actually a bigger motive than the cultural motive for saving face. Every government has a huge motive to save face, because if it loses enough faces confidence, and if the people lose confidence in the government, they'll stop obeying.
And this is what I tell people, you know, go back to the Wizard of Oz and the man behind the curtain, is there is nothing that gives a government authority, nothing except for the people being scared of believing in that authority. And as soon as the people stop believing in that authority, they just vanish in a puff of smoke. And that is exactly what could happen to the CCP over this outbreak. Yeah. If it gets bad enough and enough people die.
Governments
really
are like Tinkerbell. They only exist if you believe in them.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
That is true. There are, however, men with guns who firmly believe in the government, and they will defend it to the death. So even if enough people stop believing in the state, there will still be the holdouts that will go without, you know, will go down with violence.
Well, the thing is, what happens when people stop believing in the state is, I don't know if you've seen V for Vendetta.
Yep.
But the scene where the cops shoot the little girl and the mob kills the cop.
Yep.
That's what happens when people lose faith in their government.
I also love that movie.
That's a great movie.
Thank you, Gene.
That one and Cloud Atlas, which Ian still hasn't seen.
No, I've seen Cloud Atlas.
Oh, I read that book in jail.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I saw it.
I mentioned it to you once, and you said you hadn't seen it, so...
That's probably been a few years since you did that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't remember much about Cloud Atlas, but I did see it.
It was pretty cool.
I liked it.
It was a quasi-repetitive story that was carried on through multiple reincarnations
of
the same person.
You really had to see it more than once, I think, to really appreciate Cloud Atlas.
Yeah,
I've only seen it once.
It was kind of anti-capitalist. But it was really good in terms of just a piece of thinking and a piece of science fiction, I thought.
I saw it as a Chinese bootleg. I acquired a file.
It was in Chinese?
In some manner of form. No, it was actually, audio was in English, but it was subtitled in Chinese. And it was, you know, a cam version or whatever.
Ugh,
but I wanted to see it just because I was told that the story was trippy and it was unorthodox, the way the movie was put together. And, yeah, certainly it lived up to all of that.
See, I don't understand that. I can go and see a high school play and enjoy the story and the performance, even if it isn't very good, because I just fix it in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And same thing with a bootleg thing or a scratched record. It's like, you know, I just kind of put a filter on it, like a GIMP filter, and I don't see it anymore.
I tell people all the time, I'm old, so, like, you know, I had a black and white TV. Everything I saw was in 4:3 instead of 16:9.
I guess,
you know, so, like, anything better than that, it looks better, and I'm probably okay with viewing a version that's, you know, at least better than that.
Yeah, and the thing is, I grew up in an incredibly low-res world compared to the world you grew up in, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, Kevin?
47.
47, so we're about the same. We got 4 years delta.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, well, of course, you can talk about anything you want. On the way also, though, cashless businesses are back in the news, but this time it's a bit of a different story. We'll share that with you coming up. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey climbed to 22 with more than 1,000 people injured, according to Turkish officials. Rescue workers are still searching for people buried under the rubble of a number of collapsed buildings. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 39 people so far have been rescued from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Management Group said monitoring centers gave magnitudes up to 6.8. They also said it was followed by 228 aftershocks, the strongest with magnitudes of over 5.5. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lashed out in anger at an NPR reporter who accused him of shouting expletives at her. In a direct and personal attack, America's chief diplomat said the journalist lied to him and called her shameful. NPR says it will continue to stand by Mary Louise Kelly's reporting. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, facial recognition is coming to a city near you. Perhaps London's going to start with it, but it could be in your hometown before you know it.
I mean, it kind of already is.
In what way?
Well, in the way that there's cameras everywhere, unlike there ever have been in history.
That's true.
Right? And then there's already access by governments to those cameras. And if anybody thinks that the government isn't already using facial recognition in some way, shape, or form to help them do whatever it is they feel like doing, I think you would be not considering the whole picture.
Well, we can talk
then
about
again,
it.
Then again, a gang of people could strip down those cameras in a day if they wanted to. They would have to be willing to disobey because it's disobedience.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to disable cameras. They're very delicate.
It's true. We can get into that story coming up here, but also I want you to know about an update from LibertyCon. They've got some debates they're going to be presenting. So we've been telling you about the speakers that they've been planning to have at LibertyCon, which is happening on April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., and you can attend by using code FTL to save $10 at LibertyCon.com. But a couple of the debates are going to feature. One of them is government necessary will be the topic of the debate.
No.
It will feature David David Friedman, who will be arguing that no, government is not necessary, and somebody named Timothy Sandifer, who will be arguing that government is necessary. Second, they'll have a debate called Does Capitalism Require Government Intervention?
Nope. And in no.
In this debate, Gene Epstein, economics editor for Barron's, will be arguing against government intervention, while Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post will argue in favor of it.
Oh.
Of course, there's a whole other list of speakers that will be there, including John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO. Want to get registered for LibertyCon? Get on over to LibertyCon.com and mark your calendar April 3rd through the 5th to join Free Talk Live and something like 70 pro-liberty organizations that will be attending this event.
That's a lot.
So if you want to network with people for your career advancement, business, or internship opportunities, this is going to be a great event to do it.
Well, and let me just interject, because I'm betting there's going to be a heck of a party afterwards, too, with those that many Liberty people all in one place.
Or during.
Or during, yes, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
LibertyCon.com, code FTL, saves you $10 April 3rd through the 5th. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Epstein, Perlstein, Friedman. And, hey, Brian, how you doing? You're talking about, forget me, looking at my
Are
notes
you
like
Brian
you would
Captain?
Like me to do. Pardon?
Let's move on. David, what were you calling about?
I'm looking at my notes as Ian directed me to make notes, so I'm looking at them. And, coronavirus, first of all, the DA here needs to recuse himself, or I'm sorry, he needs to resign. But that coronavirus, man, you do not want a virus on your corona. That's a body part, and it's a really sensitive one. So, anyhow.
I don't know which one.
It's part of the eye.
David, do they have marijuana in New Mexico?
No, they don't. I got it all here. They don't have any more. There's none left for them.
Is it pretty good, like quality-wise? Like,
I don't know. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it is. The people that I know that use it, they get good stuff. I know.
So
yeah,
you've been
fact,
told? Okay.
Wait, isn't that pronounced cornea,
I've been told,
though?
Yeah, what? There's a cornea in the eye. I don't know about a corona. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to a different David. This one's in Mercersburg, Pennsylvania. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Evening, gentlemen. Yes, first let me correct this. Cornea and a corona.
There you go.
Drink. He's too close to Mexico. He's thinking of cervezas. But to answer your question about the marijuana, I'm pretty sure there's good marijuana down there. I mean, come on, it's coming up out of the south there, right? But anyway, gentlemen, the coronavirus is just like this flu virus. Every single year, our government scares these sheep out here with the flu virus is at its ultimate, it's invading us. It's at its highest of all highs.
Mm-hmm.
Every year it's high, it's higher and it's higher. Guys, it's government medicine. It's for free. Don't get it. I mean, if you just listen, guys, listen, wash your
this
hands,
is a
right?
Different
here's what I, Here, and listen. Here's what I tell folks: wash your hands before you pick your eye. The corona, no, it's like the cornea. Before you pick at your eye or in your nose or in your mouth, wash your hands.
Good
wash
advice.
Hands.
It's darn right, good guys, advice.
Good night, guys.
Thanks, David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I'm with him. A little, hot soapy water. Some even use dishwashing liquid if that's the only soap you got. You know what I mean?
But yeah, he's right. The government every year is pushing these flu vaccines constantly. Yeah.
They're free at your grocer.
Or at Walgreens or CVS or whatever, but I don't think I'm interested in those things. I've never taken one of them. I'm not worried about it.
I have
a vaccine.
I have had the flu vaccine.
No, the flu vaccine.
Yeah, I have had the flu vaccine.
Had one.
I'm one of those guys that I feel like I get the flu every time I get the vaccine. And then,
weird.
And then
I've never had the flu and I've never gotten the
and
vaccine.
And then I stopped getting the vaccine and I haven't had the flu since. Now, that's anecdotal evidence,
sure,
of course, but, I can only make the best decisions for me based on my experiences, and that seems to be my experience.
And anecdotal evidence gets a short shrift, because if you know a bunch of people who all tell you the same thing,
mm-hmm,
that's better evidence for me than some PhD with an axe to grind managed to assemble some data and torture it until it said
what they wanted said.
Except for politics. If something is really happening to people I know, especially if I see it happening, then I can have a strong degree of confidence that that thing happened.
Right. Well, Mark Edge, one of our other co-hosts, had a similar experience as you, Captain. He had a vaccine, and I don't know if it was the flu vaccine, but he said the one time he took a vaccine, it was the sickest he'd ever been. And
yeah, I mean, like, I just chalked it up to, oh, well, you know, the shot didn't work and I got sick. But, like, it was, I don't know, within a month of getting the flu vaccine, for sure. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think the last time it was, like, within days, right? And I was just like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore.
Correlation isn't causation, but it sure is persuasive in that case.
Yeah. Well, it certainly indicates that the thing isn't preventing you from getting sick.
That's for sure.
I've gotten sick, don't get me wrong, but I just haven't had the flu.
I think I did as a kid, but I have not had it, I don't believe, as an adult.
As a former smoker, when I get, like, a cold or whatever, it goes straight into my lungs. And I, you know, get the respiratory crap and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the actual flu with all the symptoms I haven't had since I stopped.
Let's go to Bree in Maryland, Malaysia. Bree, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi. I am in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And I went on vacation to Thailand over the New Year's break. And when I came back, I was very, very sick for about 2 weeks, and then I had to go back to Thailand, even while I was sick, to a different part of Thailand for a visa run for my in-laws. And so I don't know. I cleared it. I went to the local doctor here in Malaysia, and they put me on some meds. I don't know if I had coronavirus, but I was certainly in the, you know, I was traveling a lot, and I was around a lot of Chinese, and my wife is Chinese.
What were your symptoms?
Well, I had fever, I had chills, I had massive head colds and cough, you know, and so it's funny because the doctor at the clinic did not, no, I didn't die.
Okay, good, I'm pleased.
The doctor at the clinic did not immediately raise the red flags. I guess I should have said, you know, like, hey, I was in Thailand twice. I think I mentioned it, but it just didn't seem to be a big deal, so... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm with you that it's not, my in-laws are here, they have to go back to Shanghai next week, and my wife for a while was thinking, should they delay it? And I said, no, I said, this is a media thing, you know, by next week or the week thereafter, nobody's going to even be talking about it, probably.
Seems how the news cycles go, you're right. Yeah.
I definitely hope you're right about that, Bree. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, all the way from Malaysia. The toll-free number, 855.
Sounded good, too.
On the phones as well, 855-450-FREE. It's usually easier to call on Discord if you're international because you don't have to deal with how the hell do you dial a toll-free number from Malaysia. I don't know where you begin with that. More coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. The cashless society might be on hold.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Open phones, as always. You can take control, as we say here on Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody. And L. Captain Kickass.
I forgot for a minute there. I was like, wait a minute. Who am I?
Who am I?
I am nobody.
Are you having an existential crisis, nobody?
No. Just one of nomenclature.
All right.
By the way, I want to say thanks to Jared H., who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. And that means that Jared is supporting the AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote.
Jared came to us.
Yeah.
We didn't go to Jared. Jared came to us. That's awesome.
Ian's a Vulcan. He doesn't get exposed to popular
media. Is that a reference
media,
to some sort of pop
culture? Yeah, he went to Jared.
It's a commercial.
It's Jared Jewelry.
Oh, the jewelry store. Yeah. See, I've heard their jingle, but I've never heard that aspect of it.
Yeah, they don't play it on Vulcan.
No.
Either that or I guess we could have been referring to Subway sandwiches, too. Their spokesperson was Jared, but
that's
like,
an old one.
He had some scandal, and now he's not their spokesperson anymore.
He went to prison.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Is
he a pedo?
He was shaking the tree when the fruit wasn't ripe.
That's what they said about him. Yeah. And they had him. I think they had him dead to rights on that, from what I understand. He actually.
Oh yeah.
The woman who helped.
Well, I don't think he knew it was illegal.
Come on.
Well, the weird thing is openly talked about it
Yeah.
And that's how he got caught.
Right.
He wanted to get caught because he was guilt-ridden, played it off very well because that's not how it came across.
Yeah, no.
Or he just didn't understand what was going on.
He was apparently working with a woman who used to work at the radio station that I worked for in Sarasota, Florida. So she actually, so lady I knew.
So you had like secondhand information.
Or take him down, basically. She was the one who went to the police with what he was telling her. Anyway, back to the news. You can bring up whatever you want. Oh, yeah. So thanks to Jared H. And
yeah, thanks, Jared.
Jared is
sorry to stole your name, bro.
Gold amplifier. Yeah. That means Jared contributes $10 a month to the AMP program, and that helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. AMP program, sadly, has been kind of dwindling over the years. I was looking at the numbers. We're not that much higher than we were, like, in 2007, like 2 years after the AMP program started. So we sure could use your help. If you want to, you know, help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, we got over 200 stations. We got a brand new station coming on within the next couple of weeks. And actually, I just got an agreement from another station this week. So
nice.
There's at least three stations that are kind of out there in the hopper that are going to be starting soon. And it's because of listeners like Jared who are amping the show. And you can do it for, he's doing 10 bucks a month. You can do it for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's basically our marketing budget. It helps us do things like go to the Talkers Convention every year in New York City and do outreach to radio stations to help get Free Talk Live on the air so more people can hear about the ideas of freedom, because sadly, there's nowhere else that they can do it. In talk radio, there's a handful of local talk show hosts, like in one city, that may be libertarian, but there's nobody who's doing a syndicated show like Free Talk Live. There's just nothing else out there. I wish that were different. I wish that we had, you know, robust libertarian competition, but that does not exist. So,
are we a monopoly?
No.
Oh,
no, because okay. Anyone could start their own show. I mean, we're the only syndicated libertarian talk show, though.
I mean, and the other thing is, you'd have to be a monopoly. You'd have to be a monopoly across all media, and you know, even if we're the only ones you can listen to on the radio, you can get a podcast of a million libertarian.
Yeah, I was just thinking
shows out there.
Like, you know, people always say, you know, oh, a monopoly be dangerous in a free market, right? Like, well, here's one.
Well, you can't have a monopoly in a free market. You can't have an abusive monopoly in a free market.
Right. You can't have an abusive one. You could have a business that is so good at servicing its customers and offering its product at an affordable price, as a quality product, that just everybody's so happy with it, no one has ever thought to compete with them, nobody has wanted to enter the market to compete. It's not a government rule that's keeping competition out, it's just because that company is just so darn good. And that's so unusual, it's probably never happened.
That's theoretically possible in economics, but I don't think you'll ever see it in practice.
Not likely.
And the reason is that there are both economies of scale and diseconomies of scale. And the law of return says that as you get bigger and bigger, your economies of scale grow slower, mm-hmm. and your diseconomies of scale grow smaller. So the benefits of growing get smaller, and the costs of growing, like if you're having trouble communicating mm-hmm. and you grow more, you're going to have more trouble communicating.
Right.
And if you grow more, so every organization, whether it's business or governmental, the bigger it gets, the stupider it's going
to be. Oh, I know. And that's why it frustrates me that people say, you're either growing or you're dying. I'm like, well, what if I don't want to do either of those things? What if I'm just comfortable right where we are? That's not to say that I don't want to be on more radio stations. I do want to see the reach of Free Talk Live get out there, but I don't want to have a massive organization with thousands of employees or whatever because of what you're talking about. I've worked for Clear Channel. I know what you're talking about because the inefficiencies are glaring, and anybody who's worked for a big corporation like that knows how bad it is. The old joke is that you're in the communications business, but nobody talks to one another.
Yeah, well, there's a sweet spot there, and it's almost never one. A one-person organization is almost never efficient, or it can't produce very much efficiently because, you know, the CEO is taking out the garbage.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't take long before the CEO's time is worth more than the cost of paying someone to take out the garbage.
Right.
If he's doing
a good job. Yeah.
But then you don't want to become a huge organization, because a huge organization, if you're trying to maintain an ideological direction, which I think is the chief thrust of the show.
Sure.
You know, that can't
be done if it's run by a corporation that you can be fired from as founder, and you can get fired from a corporation.
And how many times has that happened?
It happens a lot.
The
only sure test against it is to hold 51% of the stock, and if you hold 51% of the stock, it's a corporation, but it's a family corporation. If a single family holds 51% of the stock, it's a family business. It's not really a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It's owned by a single family, you know?
So you can join the AMP program like Jared at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk a little bit about business here. There was a story in the New York Times, which I can't share with you because they got a horrendous paywall, but The Guardian...
I hate that about those guys.
The Guardian has the story as well. New York City's council has voted to ban cashless businesses. So there have been, in the world of like the conspiracy shows, which we are not one of those shows, but... there's been this conspiracy theory for decades that the government and the banks want to get rid of cash because they want everybody to use credit cards so all transactions can be tracked. And that's a plausible theory.
They want a cashless
society. Well, it's almost certainly true.
You would think. But obviously they don't have total control as much as the conspiracy theorists would like you to believe, right? Because this story is going to prove that to you here, because the conspiracy is
the problem that they face is if they outlaw cash, money arises naturally in the market. So what's going to happen? People are going to start trading gold or silver.
Only outlaws will have cash.
Right, but
so they would have to outlaw gold and silver for that to happen, but then they'll trade in cigarettes.
Sure, no doubt about that. But the conspiracy theorists believe that, you know, there's this one group and they're all in control, whether they're the Bilderbergers or, you know, whoever it is that they are. That they have control and it's all a big plot and they're going to put in this cashless society and there's nothing that you're going to be able to do to stop it. But then you get a story like this where the council has voted to ban cashless businesses. So New York City, the biggest financial mecca in the world, this massive city with, London, I guess, is big too, right?
Well, so the thing is that the governments need cash, and they need it for exactly the same reasons why freedom people
need it. The politicians have to be able to launder what they steal.
Right, exactly. They couldn't do that without cash.
Well, and this
they can. They can, because a lot of that economy is favors.
Well, the point is that they don't have total control. That's the reason I'm bringing this story up, because they're banning cashless businesses. The politicians say it was an effort to rein in, quote, the excesses of the digital economy, unquote, and stop discrimination against low-income residents. The city council almost unanimously passed the legislation, which will fine retail outlets, including stores and restaurants, if they refuse to accept cash payment.
It occurs to me that that puts a kibosh on a cryptocurrency-only business.
Oh, I'm against this. I just want to be clear.
But. Well, I'm against it, but at the same time, if somebody absolutely refused to take cash from a homeless guy for a hot dog, I would scold him for that.
Yeah,
I would tell him that.
It's not the same if you don't have a choice.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is next. Your thoughts on a cashless society coming up.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Being stuck in a job or being locked into a relationship, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.